voices, questions, comments, sharing.
Freedom. Observing myself. The time to observe everything is things which were looking very, very difficult to digest, they are perfect. In fact, with the time, they seem as being perfect. Mm. And all the difficulties and all the hindrance, and also all the work inside, is I feel really the perfection. More and more the time by my own, as you were here, and I felt it was like a very big freedom that I gave to myself. Because normally I am somebody, I am a very gentle and I make all what is asked of me, and not to do it. It was like, and I was in a very deep connection with myself and meditating, and I thought, oh, this is a very big movement that I do to stay by my own, and to, because I came here also thinking, now I really want to integrate this attitude of meditation in my daily life. So I want to take it completely with me, and I incorporate it. And so I could manage this fairly well, this feeling of, now I begin already to, on my own, to make my practice. And I think it was not a long time, sometimes vipassana, and at the time I was completely bored of the situation.
Yeah.
Because I had not the freedom to be there, so I could choose. And each time I sit to meditate, I found it very interesting. I was like almost exciting now what I would live this hour. It was always something coming very land, the group, you in your life there, the garden, the trees, the space around, this openness, it's really opened our eyes, really
Why are we here? What is there, and what is, if there is a connection between the cells and our experience?
I felt like, yeah, if I can't change it, at least I have to be angry about it. Somehow. I don't know why.
If I can't change the suffering in the world,
to make a,
Yeah, yeah.
But you're good.
To a flow with this mode of discovering.
Mm.
Yeah, in the words that I kind of use these days. And I like, it's interesting also because it's so individual how it happens, but I think it's a common situation that we might feel relaxed and open and so terrible. Not right, wrong, but the naturalness or something of the opening and being at ease. And then it's like we remember what we've heard about the world and what we've also experienced about the world, and it doesn't seem to match. And then the different things that happen after that are more individual, and also the different ways that we start to wake up from just ignoring that contrast and not dealing with it. To hear that the way it came for you was noticing the resistance, like, oh no, I can't be at peace in that this world as I think of it.
Yeah.
So then realizing that resistance first, and then a few days later, only in the momentum, like not out of the blue, but a few days later only within your momentum, kind of like, oh, but it allowed to be a response. Spiritual lingo, it's like that identification with that doer is dying down enough that we can allow things to happen more. I like, because I think when we use the word identification just randomly, I think it's so abstract that it's like, what? But here it's like the part of us that would like to be involved and make things happen and be in control, and that's comfortable being more asleep. So our identification with separateness is less. Okay. Any voices that want to say?
Mm-hmm. ways that's terribly painful, and in some ways
So during the morning meditation today, I had this really funny thing happen in my mind that was, first, there's a Woody Allen movie, and I'm not sure, it might be Annie Rose, I'm not sure, or Annie Hall, rather, I mean. Anyway, I don't particularly like Woody Allen, but there's this one scene that comes to my mind that I think is very, good Woody Allen, and he's in Manhattan in New York City, and suddenly his mother's face appears in the sky, and she's talking to him, like, in whatever she's saying in her exaggerated, overprotective mother kind of worrying, guilt-tripping kind of way, probably, but that doesn't matter. But it was the other way around. It was like this big face in the sky, not a sort of any kind of deity or anyone. I was like, who is that? And it was like having fun. Wait, that sounds familiar. Did someone say that in the last few days? Like, where is this coming from? And eventually I did actually realize that it is a person that I did talk to, and we did mention about having fun, and it wasn't completely out of the blue or from Woody Allen or whatever, for his mother. But, it comes to mind also, Susan, mm-hmm, in hearing you, like, being here and like, okay, here I'm stuck another day in hell. knowing also that it's not really only about being here, even though it might be better when I'm away from here. It might not, but it probably, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows? But at least I won't be here.
Who knows exactly? That's right. I have thought about
it. It's a good chance. Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm saying it because you even said so more also in other situations. So what would be fun? So not as part of that, like, oh, I'm still here and I can't have any fun, but like, what would be fun then, whether here or anywhere, as a serious contribution to informing what you're practicing? Or as like a hand on your shoulder, like, have fun. Like a warm and relaxing hand on your shoulder, not like a project, but like as part of the non-projecting and non-projecting also, the like possibility that and I guess what that's kind of saying is something also more serious, is that where there is a serious identification, a deep like stuckness to a stream of the possibility that you're not allowed to have fun, as a, like, it's not very well said, the way that some part of us gets really into not having fun.
I mean, I generally am quite good at having fun,
But,
yes, but in the last few months, which is a new
fun on retreat, I which must is say.
Also off retreat, just to remind you. Yes. The last few months, I haven't heard from you. Fun, and it's part of a new chapter that you've walked into deliberately, and so it might be that the way of having fun in the past was something, and that the way of having Louise also and Wendell Berry also and myself also, like, this love of getting older, like, it's not that uncommon, but it's not, you know, it seems to be uncommon. It's like Susan was saying, she thought she was unhappy and sad and had a terrible time, but maybe it wasn't so bad after all. It's wonderful to love life and have more of it and have the time for the rightness. So he would go on walks on Sundays on his farm. And these poems come from there mostly. This is an easy poem. I went away only a few hundred steps up the hill and turned and started home. And then I saw the pasture green under the trees, the open hillside, the little ponds, our house, sister, woodshed, and barn. So if I'd read the poem before, Susan would be like, yeah. He says, in its time and in its patience. It's not even one's own time and patience. And it's echo, like Suzanne was saying that in her own way. And then where we might be thinking of ourselves and thinking of our experience in a certain way, and especially what I found people's experience often in this place, it's only going away, and next year you'll tell me, like, I had one close friend and student came here a couple times, and she did a 3 or 4 week most amazing experience, like meditative experiences. You know, like when someone's like having this terrible time, and then they're also saying, and then the gold light, and she's like, gold light? You know, she's like really cynical, like gold light, like new age crap, you know. And not too much space, but he walks away a few hundred steps and he turns back to go home, like, okay, I'm not gonna, for whatever reason, I'm not gonna go on the walk today. And then accidentally having that perspective, having that, seeing what's happened. Instead of living in it through the imagination, the imagined. But the beauty that had come upon us is that then we can do again the last. Greater than I imagined. Greater, like, it's also a nice choice instead of whatever it larger or more beautiful. It's like greater, like not just beauty as disconnected. Or seriously important or something. had come upon, beauty had come upon us. So it's us also. He'd gone on the walk, he was looking, but had come upon us. Fun can bring about a readiness for beauty to be coming upon us greater than we'd imagined, greater than we are imagining. And happy to find out about it later. My little theme song or whatever for this 2 weeks was was work hard and have fun.
explicit space in that space, in my body, in my feeling world, and like that completely drops away, and then like that feeling for waiting.
Mm.
Former two retreats I kind of sink into something.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen, but yet it feels as if something
thank you. statistical because it's not one line, but and then just continually like, huh? The incomparable